What a difference a few weeks can make.
Mockery rocks as if it were running like a machine, and it is not. Puts me in a stinking mood. I am at the radio station, FM High, in Shizuoka, Japan. I used an FM High computer to test Patreon, patreon.com/rockysdad, and the episodes that should show as free did not show. Rocky's daddy is truly disappointed. Could the disappointment stretch into depression? We hope not. Some people will be depressed about the 49ers losing the Super Bowl. Not a problem for me. Don't let it be a problem for you. On that last rock of mockery, maybe I went on too much about the Indiana pornography monger. I found it beyond odd that that guy had gathered images from Ukraine and no other country. This headline is dated January 20th, 2020. Things have changed a little since then, don't we think? The headline says Trump promises farmers that China trade deal will be good for them. He made that promise down in Texas. But now, do you want to trade with China? Should Chinese goods be shipped in to the USA along with the coronavirus? Trump's remarks on the 20th in Texas, a state he won in 2016 and will need to win again in the next election, had all the hallmarks of a political stump speech with a slam at Democrats trying to remove him through impeachment and a wish that he could wear a cowboy hat in Washington. He began his remarks to the annual American Farm Bureau Federation Convention in Austin, Texas, by waving a copy of a Farm Journal poll that said he had wide support among farmers and ranchers. Trump said the initial trade deal he signed with China would be a boon for farmers, whom he thanked graciously for allowing him to date a few of their daughters. Would you like to date a farmer's daughter? Mr. President. I just made that up. Don't take it too seriously. So we're wondering, now that the virus from China has come, we're wondering if the people of the USA still want to trade with China. Chinese stock and commodity markets plunged at the opening in their first session since January 23rd, when the outbreak of the newly identified virus had claimed only 17 lives in Wuhan City in Hubei province. Since then, the flu-like virus has spread to more than 24 countries and regions, with the first death outside of China reported on Sunday. That would be the first Sunday in February. That of a 44-year-old Chinese man who died in the Philippines after traveling from Wuhan. The total number of deaths in China rose to 361, up 57 from the previous day, the National Health Commission said. The number of new confirmed infections in China rose by 2,829, bringing the total to 17,205. The yuan began trade offshore at its weakest level so far this year, the year 2020, iron, oil, and copper traded in Shanghai all dropped by their daily limits, catching up with global price falls as the spread of the virus has weighed on the world's growth outlook. Investors were bracing for volatility when onshore trade in Chinese stocks, bonds, and yuan, and commodities resumed following a steep global sell-down on fears about the impact of the virus on the world's second biggest economy. Looking to head off a panic, China's central bank said it would inject 1.2 trillion yuan, which amounts to $173.8 billion of liquidity into the markets via reserve repo operations. Beijing also said it would help firms that produce vital goods resume work as soon as possible. But while stock markets reopened, most provinces of China have extended the Lunar New Year holiday celebration to try and not celebrate, try and contain the virus, with workers in Hubei not scheduled to return to work until after February 13th. The World Health Organization has declared the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern, but also said global trade and travel restrictions are not needed. I disagree. I think restrictions are needed. More than 250 people from 30 countries arrived in France on Sunday after being flown out of Wuhan, the center of the outbreak, in the latest evacuation of foreign nationals from the locked-down city. Australia evacuated 243 people, many children from Wuhan, and will quarantine them on a remote island in the Indian Ocean off its northwest coast. Australia, the previous Saturday, followed the United States in barring entry to all foreign nationals traveling from mainland China. Are you, my fellow Christians, praying for the president? Well, other countries want to join him in prayer. Taiwan, this is just a headline, Taiwan vice president-elect to attend high-profile U.S. prayer breakfast. Taiwan's vice president-elect, William Lai, will go to Washington, D.C. for a national prayer breakfast, an event traditionally attended by U.S. presidents and President Donald Trump decides from time to time to have people pray for him. I don't think he has ever led a prayer. I don't know that he has publicly read any verses from the King James Bible. But Lai from Taiwan wants to get in on the action. He assumes office in May, not now, not already, and he has angered people in mainland China by saying he is a realistic worker for Taiwan independence. Beijing considers the island merely a Chinese province with no right to state-to-state relations. Taiwan says it is an independent country called the Republic of China. Lai wrote on his Facebook page that he was going to the prayer breakfast as an individual, not representing any government or any office. as a custom, the National Prayer Breakfast was started back in 1953 and takes place February 5 through 6. It is hosted by members of the U.S. Congress. That is, the same Congress that impeached the President of the United States. Lai added he would also express his thanks to U.S. politicians who have supported Taiwan's bid to enter the World Health Organization. Taiwan has been excluded from the World Health Organization, as Taiwan is excluded from most international bodies due to objections from mainland China, which says the island can only participate if it recognizes itself as a part of China, something Taiwan's government has refused to do. If I can get just a little bit personal, I have met a guy working in this area of Japan, and he came from Taiwan and still identifies himself as Chinese. According to Sanjana Karanth, the reporter for the Huffington Post, President Trump's campaign organization put campaign ads on during the Super Bowl Sunday last and leaned into the issue of criminal justice reform, specifically the case of Alice Marie Johnson. She served 22 years of a life sentence in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. Her story of survival and reform went viral. After learning about Johnson's plight on Twitter, Kim Kardashian, who in recent years has used her high profile to address individual prison cases, met with Donald Trump in May of 2018 to discuss potentially helping Johnson. A week later, the president commuted her sentence. Trump's 30-second ad features Johnson discussing the clemency, saying she's free to start over. Trump did commute Johnson's sentence, but he is not anything close to a symbol of progressive criminal justice reform. Trump famously called for the death penalty for five teenage boys once known as the Central Park Five, who were wrongly convicted of a vicious attack on a woman, but they didn't do it. The president is also behind the detention centers that are currently holding migrant children in unsanitary and inhumane conditions down around the Rio Grande. Twitter users quickly reacted to the first Trump ad on the Super Bowl, criticizing the president both for using Johnson's case to politically boost himself and for labeling himself a champion of criminal justice reform when his record proves otherwise. We want you to be a patron of Mockery Rocks through Patreon, so we must be optimistic about that site functioning correctly. Someday, some way, somehow. Pat Boggs is Rocky's dad, and he is maintaining his cool. And we hope you are too.